KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky, 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny, breezy, hot, and humid today, high around 91. Winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25 this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And the National Weather Service had issued a special weather statement earlier this morning for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. With regard to near record highs and humid conditions today, the Weather Service says that highs which will be at or near records will be in the upper 80s to lower 90s, with peak heat indices in the middle of the afternoon by the middle 90s. People planning and attending outdoor events or activities, especially those participating in those type of events, should be cognizant of the unusually warm and humid conditions. Allow yourself plenty of extra breaks from the heat if possible, and of course, drink plenty of water. The unseasonably warm weather has held off the cool fall days in Iowa, and that's impacting the transition of some trees to their fall leaf colors. State Forester Jeff Gorent says the dry weather also has had an impact on the changing of the leaf colors.
I think the dryness has affected us a great deal. We've got some early leaf drop going on. The warm weather sets it back.
He says the cool fall days are important to that process.
Usually the colors are best when you have just warm, balmy days. And then cool, crisp, clear nights.
Gorent says it's early for central and southern Iowa, and the color should improve as we move deeper into the fall.
In the next couple of weeks, it's going to start getting a little better. And you know, I just can't tell right now how brilliant it's going to be. I've got a couple of hard maples in my yard that are usually quite brilliant, but they haven't done anything yet. So I think you're going to see a lot more oranges and browns and yellows this year.
Gorent lives in Sheraton in the south central part of the state and says northeast Iowa has a larger variety of trees and usually has some of the best leaf color in the state. Another northeast Iowa also has more rain this year, which should help the color there. He says the Luss Hills corridor here in western Iowa had some good leaf color. Gorent says the drought conditions in the southern part of the state, though, could have a longer-term impact on trees beyond impacting their leaf color.
They'll be a little deficient, you know, and the thing about drought is you can't really predict what it's going to do as far as long-term effects, because it can affect a tree, you know, for several years afterwards.
The DNR provides a weekly fall color report each Monday afternoon. Updates are available by calling the DNR Fall Color Hotline at 515-233-4110 or online at www.iowadnr.gov/fall color. There is a link to that under this same story on our news, also the Ag and Outdoor pages at kjan.com. Well, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday there were four separate arrests on Thursday. At around 6:30 p.m., 40-year-old John James Ring of Underwood was arrested in Underwood on an active warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of OWI second offense and for violation of a protection order concerning his father. 28-year-old Rebecca Pick of Trainer was arrested at around 5 p.m. Thursday on charges that include domestic assault and driving while barred. Pick was taken into custody after deputies were dispatched to a residence in the 2400 block of Longview Drive in Council Bluffs for a possible assault. The victim, Pick's 28-year-old ex-boyfriend, reported to authorities that Pick was on location at the property in a vehicle and that she had just allegedly assaulted him. The victim did not appear to be injured, according to the sheriff's report. At around 9:15 a.m. Thursday, 54-year-old Scott Ivan Boyer of Neola was arrested on warrants for domestic abuse assault with intent and reckless use of firearms without injury. Boyer turned himself into the sheriff's office and was transported to the Pott County Jail without incident. As we've mentioned in other reports, taken into custody without incident at around 12:15 p.m. Thursday was 37-year-old Eric Guy Scott of Hooper, Nebraska. Scott was an escapee from Dodge County, Nebraska authorities. Officials say that he was being transported by a Dodge County Sheriff's deputy in an unmarked government car on Wednesday, and then he slipped his handcuffs off and used the leg iron chain to choke the deputy who was driving the vehicle. Scott gained control of the car, shoved the deputy out. Scott was arrested Thursday after he was found walking on a gravel road near the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. Officials found the deputy's service weapon, a Glock 40 caliber handgun, on Scott when he was arrested. Eric Scott agreed during a court hearing on Friday in Council Bluffs to be sent back to Nebraska to face charges related to the escape. He was serving 2 to 4 years for fifth offense drunken driving conviction when he escaped. In Pottawatomie County, he'll face charges that include fugitive from justice, felon in possession of a firearm, and theft in the third degree. Deputies with the Adams County Sheriff's Office on Friday arrested a woman on drug, weapon, and other charges as part of an accident investigation. Authorities say deputies were called to Highway 34 and Loomis Road at around 8:15 a.m. for a vehicle accident. Their investigation determined the driver of the vehicle, 47-year-old Iva Ransom of Red Oak, was a felon in possession of a firearm and that she was in possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Ransom was also issued citations for driving while suspended with 18 withdrawals in effect and for no insurance accident related. She was being held in the Adams County Jail on $5,300 bond. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says they'll take a more concentrated look at the deer who roam along the state's western border with Nebraska this fall to screen for chronic wasting disease, or CWD. The move comes after five deer harvested in southeast Nebraska in 2016 tested positive for the disease. The CWD coordinator for the DNR, Terry Hanfeld, says that the effort will be similar to what they've done when CWD has been detected in other border states.
We've been obviously watching the eastern border along the Wisconsin, Illinois, and also Minnesota and Missouri. But now we're watching some of our border to the west along the Missouri River due to some positives in southeast from Nebraska.
The effort starts with meetings to be held this Monday and Tuesday.
We're going to inform the public on some increased surveillance quotas that we're doing on the counties from Woodbury down to Fremont counties, where normally we take 15 samples in every county through Iowa.
And he said that the increase in the number of samples in those border counties of states where CWD has been found, and that's what's going to happen now on the western side of the state.
We're doing anywhere from, 100 to 150 samples from hunter-collected deer in those areas. That's our goal anyway for this fall.
The western counties have, of course, the Big Muddy, the Missouri River between them and the infected deer in Nebraska, but Hanfeld says it's not an impenetrable barrier.
Those border rivers are not immune to crossing from deer. They can obviously can swim those, but they still are physical barriers, and so that does give us a somewhat of a nice hope that there might not have been something to have crossed that yet.
And while it hasn't been conclusively proven, it's believed the infected deer in eastern Iowa may have come across the river there based on their location.
We've had 18 positives total, 17 being in Alla McKee and one new one in Clayton County, northwest of Elkader this last fall.
Hanfeld says he's been impressed with the way people in northeast Iowa have stepped up to help collect samples and track the deer there.
It's been tremendous. After people visit our meetings, and that's why it's important that we want people to come to the meetings, listen to what CWD is about, and see what our responses are and gain the knowledge. Hunters and landowners have stepped up greatly to help us out with getting those samples and also following some other suggestions that we have to help stop or slow the spread of chronic wasting disease.
The first meeting is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. on Monday, September 25th in the Lewis and Clark State Park Visitor Center, which is about 3 miles west of Ottawa. The second meeting will be held Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., September 26th at the Public Library in Missouri Valley. The Clarinda Police Department would like to remind the citizens of Clarinda that no parking will be allowed on certain streets on Saturday, September 30th. That's 1 week from today, from 7:30 a.m. until noon. And that's because of the annual Band Day Jamboree Parade. The streets that will have a parking restriction on them include the 100 through 800 block of West Main Street, the 100 block of East Main Street, the 100 block of North 15th Street, the 100 block of East Washington Street, the 100 block through the 300 block of West Washington Street and 24th Street in Clarinda, Cardinal Drive from Garfield Street to State Street, which is school bus parking. So again, no parking along those routes next Saturday from 7:30 a.m. until noon. That is a check of our news this hour here on KJAN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.